Villanova is a 2 seed, and their head coach is Jay Wright, and he joins us on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line. Jay, Mike, and Mike, how are you this morning, Coach?
How you doing, guys? Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you as well. And let's just start with sort of the big picture. It was the topic of so many of our coaches on the program yesterday, and you were a team that was number one in the country for portions of this season. John Calipari called it a moving target. How every single year it feels like the selection committee makes up different criteria, and you guys don't even really know what you're chasing as the season goes on. Do you share that concern? And if so, do you see a way around it?
You know what? I actually was on ESPN, waiting to go on ESPN, listening to Cal, and he is a piece of work, man. I think the committee has been as transparent as they possibly can. It's still a committee. You've got human beings in there. You know, we basically know the concepts. You know, you've got to go play on the road. You got to play a tough schedule. You got to play top 50 teams. You got to beat top 50 teams. You got to win on the road. The conference tournaments don't mean that much. They might mean a little, you know, if some other a team that was not going to be an automatic qualifier wins. They don't mean that much. We kind of know. And if you're in it for a long time, sometimes it works out for you, sometimes it doesn't. Like this year, we had it set up by technically we should have been in Philly, but if you look at protecting the 1 seed, they couldn't put us in Philly. And I don't like it, but I get it. You know, if we were the 1 seed and the site was Greensboro, I wouldn't want them to put us in Greensboro against Carolina as the 2 seed. So they didn't put us in Philly against Carolina. So sometimes it works for you, sometimes it doesn't. That's the way I look at it.
You know, maybe looking at another team, the region you're in, could you say, why did you put the number one overall seed? They're not regionally close to where they should be either. A lot of people, Kansas, right. The fans are saying, wait a minute, why aren't we closer to where we could be, should be playing, or our fan base could get to a little easier?
Exactly. There's a lot, you know, there's so much they've got to put together. And I'm not trying to be a Pollyanna about it. I mean, we all get it up. You get upset for a second, but you got to say, like, you know, there's so many variables they got to put together here. You mostly get upset when you don't get in. I think once you get in, go play the games.
And so you will get your chance to start playing the games coming up. You're on your way to Brooklyn, and we'll see what winds up happening there. Mike and Mike, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. So let's talk a little bit about your team and a veteran team. We live in a college basketball world where we see so many one-and-dones and teams that are led by young players. Yours is the opposite of that. What do you think is the benefit of experience starting this week?
Yeah, Greeny, that's been important for us. We have two outstanding seniors in Daniel Chefu and Ryan Archidiakono. They've started for 4 years. So the rest of our team, we got two juniors in Josh Hart and Chris Jenkins that start. We have a freshman, Jalen Brunson. But having those juniors and seniors, they've been in the tournament now, each of them, for 3 and 2 years. The first time you go to the NCAA tournament, it's a little daunting. So having guys that have been through the tournament is good. Now, we haven't advanced like we want to in a tournament, and those older guys have been there for that too, and I think it makes them driven. There's pressure on us. People are talking about, wow, you haven't got past the second round. Yep, that's true. But we also got some really competitive guys that they're far more driven to do it for themselves and their team than they are worried about failing.
You know, and we talked to Izzo the other day, and he was saying that at this time of year, his seniors, he counts on them to be coaching the team. He's not coaching the team anymore. He sort of jokingly said, whatever I'm getting paid, we should give it to them because they're the coaches of the team. Does it work the same way at Villanova?
Hey, I know Tom. He's not giving them that money. that sounds good, but he's not giving them that money. Uh-huh. He's right, though. He's right on. And that's really true. You've got to – they've taken you this far. They've gotten you here. When a senior plays in the NCAA tournament, he knows – every game he plays could be his last. He's going to give everything he's got. If the guys on the team realize the reason that we're there is because of those guys, they're going to play hard for them too. They don't want those seniors to end their season. So they really do have control of this at the end.
You know, and they're also young men who, in the world of social media and information that's there, also see that Villanova gets criticized for a team that has struggled even with a higher seed in the tournament as of late. Does that... do you have to talk to them about the extra pressure of, you know, for some of them, if their last go around, that you have the talent to get further than you have in the past?
Definitely, Mike. That has been an issue for us all season. Last year, we lost to NC State, you know, in the second round. And from that time, that was 2 years in a row, we were a 1 or 2 seed, and we lost in the second round. From that time, everybody around our program has been talking about, well, this season doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is we get past the second round. Well, you know, for these players, this is their senior year. This season meant a lot. Like, we would win a big game, and the media would say afterwards, or people would say, well, it doesn't matter anyway. You know, we won the Big East Championships. They said, well, this doesn't matter. You still got to get past the second round. We would lose a game. They would say, don't worry about it. So, but it does matter. It's their senior year. And I really love how they've handled that all year. They won the Big East Championship regular season, had a great year. Now, the pressure's kind of off a little bit, Mike, because now they actually get to play for it. And as I was saying earlier, a real player, he's far more driven to succeed than he is worried about the failure. So it was more bothersome during the season than it is now.
Jay, we wish you the best of luck. It's always a pleasure. We'll see you in Brooklyn this weekend. Thanks a million. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.